At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. All right, hey, I was wondering time. The Hey, I was wondering bag needs to get filled up with questions. If you have them, you can text them to 60123. You can send us Facebook messages, Instagram messages, LinkedIn messages, Snapchat messages, any kind of messages you want. Haven't had one mailed in for a while either. That might be interesting.
Have you checked your mailbox?
I haven't.
You never know.
Might be piled up. Maybe there is one. This was an email I received from Justin Michael Jordan.
Whoa.
That's a cool name.
That's not really his name. I think he just threw Michael in there because it sounds good. Justin Jordan. Justin Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, I was wondering, it seems that Melissa has quite a few girls' nights out. Yeah, I see that. You do that quite a bit, right? When are we going to have Whip host a guy's night out?
Oh.
I'd love to hang out with him and a bunch of guys.
Mm.
Thanks, Justin Michael Jordan. Notice I'm not even invited.
Oh. Not even invited. Just implied, assumed.
It is assumption.
I'm not even invited.
You said no so many times to things that it's just...
Think that's what it is?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, we should have a guy's night out without you. Oh, okay. Thanks, Justin. That's not a bad idea, though.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe like some kind of big guys' night out.
Because you know, sports night or something?
Well, yeah, that might be an option, something like that.
Yeah, well, I only have like three or four friends, really. So would that count?
Right.
Or does it have to be like 100 like Melissa?
Well, no, because, you know.
With listeners.
Yeah, we'd invite listeners.
Oh, just listeners. Okay, I thought you meant like me get some guys I know and then he comes along.
Yeah, because Justin said I'd love to hang out with him and a bunch of other guys.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I like when we send Melissa out for like, you know, like on the Botox bus.
Exactly, the Botox bus.
The beauty bus. The beauty bus for the girls' nights out. And
sure.
They get all, you know, they get the gift bags with a bunch of chapstick and lotions in there and a candle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
A candle that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's business.
Oh, I know.
Right. Yeah, more on that coming up after 6 o'clock this morning. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We just did that one in Rosemont, remember?
Right.
We had the dueling piano bar.
Right.
That's right.
Really
right. Right.
Maybe we should coordinate something like that.
Well, let's coordinate it up. I'd love to.
What would be the quintessential guys' night out?
Yeah. Well,
watching football? Guys'
night out.
Bowling? Maybe bowling?
Well, I think we got to go to a restaurant. I think it's the first thing we got to do. We got to go to a Hooters.
Like a Twin Peaks?
Oh,
sure.
Oh, that's a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. It's in the restaurant category.
Yeah.
You got to have some sports on the TV, you get some wings or something like
tonight
that, and see where the night takes you.
Tonight would have been a good night because of the college football championship tonight.
That's true.
Guys night out.
Oh, man. It's on against the Bachelor, huh, tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how
that's a battle of the Titans right there.
What would be 312-233-1019? We've thrown out a couple of ideas. Is there something else we're forgetting, 530 Club, that would be the quintessential, the ultimate, the perfect guys night out activity? Melissa goes out on the Botox bus.
And everybody
beauty bus. and everybody gets a facelift.
Oh, that's a nice
plastic surgery. They all get boob jobs.
Oh,
right there on the bus.
Man, it's like, bam, you come out a new
There's
woman.
There's like 100 women go in as A cups and come out as double Ds. It's fantastic.
It's like a food truck almost.
Yeah. What would be the perfect guys' night out? What are we overlooking here? What would be ideal? 312-233-1019, and then, you know, maybe we blow it by a big Karwowski, see if he can you know, put something together.
That'd be awesome. I would love it. I would welcome it. Sure.
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah. Jennifer, you would suggest what?
Axe throwing.
Good call.
Oh, that is a good call.
I hear that's a thing now. Jennifer, have you done it?
No, I haven't yet, but I would be sure that those listeners sign a waiver before they go.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a great idea, actually.
It should be pretty cool to try that.
It's the night of axe throwing, sitting around and throwing axes. There's a couple of bars around town, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. Mm-hmm. That's a good team-building experience.
That has to be just a ungodly insurance premium for those bars,
yeah,
right?
You're not allowed to drink while you throw the axes.
That's
really?
True.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. Or you can do this for big guys' night out, Adam.
Top golf.
Okay.
I love top golf.
Good times.
Yeah, that's fun.
For sure.
Good times at top golf. You ever done that, Adam?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, you get a dock, and you get the heaters, you get some beer on TV, and
right.
You can't go wrong with that.
You know, maybe we combine the two. We take a couple of axes out there, we throw those off.
Try to throw them into a hole.
Yeah, just, you know, combine axe throwing and top golf. Both good suggestions.
Yeah,
thank you, Adam.
Great.
All right, let's write those down.
Yep.
And then maybe when the big Karwowski gets in here a little bit later on, we blow that one by him.
I'm kind of jealous.
Are you?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
You have no reason to be jealous. You're the one that gets all the nights out. That's what started all this.
Well,
we're jealous of you.
No, I just mean like of what, you know, he might be doing.
Right.
That sounds like a really good time.
No girls allowed.
Oh, we can't tag along?
No, it's guys night out. Do you see Whip and I tagging along when Melissa's got out on the Botox bus getting boob jobs?
Well, you don't want to do that, probably.
You see us tagging along for that?
I don't think they would let us in.
Yeah, we don't. We don't tag along, so when we're just a bunch of guys throwing axes at each other, you can't tag along to ours.
Fine.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Fine.
Shade. Chelsea from Shade said, you know, if I'm going to be stranded on a desert island, I want everything Bruce Willis. Old Bruce Willis movies on VHS, a TV without a VCR so I can't play it, and nowhere to plug it in. Top three things you would like or demand to have on a desert island. In at number three, Rick starts us off with...
My girl, pizza, and Wi-Fi.
My girl, pizza, and Wi-Fi. Mm. Your top three. In that order? Who knows? At number two, your top three, Samantha.
A pot to boil water in, a machete, and a fire starter.
A pot to boil water in, machete, and a fire starter.
So practical.
Very practical. Unlike Bill, who's not practical at all, Bill, at number one, you would need...
First, a case of crunchy Cheetos.
A case.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, a case of tequila.
Uh-huh.
And then just some suntan lotion.
There it is right there.
Not a case of that, though. One
very functional.
Yeah.
Cheetos, tequila, and suntan lotion in that order.
So funny.
Yeah, nicely done. You know where Shawn Mendes is big, for lack of a better, probably a poor choice of words?
Where?
In the gay porn community.
Huge.
What? Yeah. Okay. Adult video star has an interesting proposition for Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes is straight, but that hasn't stopped gay men from crushing on him. In fact, it was recently reported that Shawn was the most searched name on the gay adult website men.com.
Oh, okay.
Number one.
Was there some kind of like idea that he might be in some of these movies?
No, they search for lookalikes or different.
Okay.
You know,
oh,
because they're crushing on Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, they want to pretend it's the real guy,
right.
And if it's close enough, that'll do. Yeah, okay.
In fact, one of the performers, a guy named Caleb Stryker, and I guess that's not his real name.
No, yes it is.
Fancies himself as a Shawn Mendes lookalike, and I'm looking at a picture, and he does look like Shawn Mendes.
Oh, wow.
In a new video, and he asked Shawn for permission to play up the resemblance in an X-rated production. Shawn Mendes is the most popular search on men.com in 2019, so that means I'm not the only one crushing on him, said Caleb Stryker. So, Shawn, what do you say if we give the people what they want? If you're cool with it, I can play you as a role on men.com and we can make everyone's fantasies come true. No word as to whether or not Shawn Mendes has responded yet.
So
he's basically saying, why don't I pretend that I'm you in a video and everybody will love it. It'll be great.
Right.
Caleb Stryker. So that would have been, and in fact, if I was a porn star, that would be my name. Because,
Caleb,
you know, the rule is, what is it? It's your pet's name and the street you grew up, right?
That's correct.
Not for your porn name?
It's your pet's name first,
pets
and then
name's
the
first.
Street that you grew up
right.
on, yeah.
Right, and so that would make so I have the absolute perfect porn name.
Mm. What is it?
Because mine would be Stryker Oakleaf. Tell me that's not a fantastic porn name. Tell me that's not a fantastic porn
it
name.
It might be the best.
Stryker Oakleaf.
Definitely.
What would yours be?
Mine, Peaches Devonshire.
Ah, I love that one.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad either. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Peaches Devonshire. Whip,
I kind of had two streets, so you can pick Fuzzy Ozanam or Fuzzy Pearson.
I'm going to go Fuzzy Ozanam. That's actually a really good name. I'm not going to lie. You might have to take a peek at a video that stars Fuzzy Ozanam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Violetta?
I would be Sweets Ashland.
That actually kind of works, too. Yeah,
absolutely. That sounds
really
real.
It really does work.
So it sounds like a store.
What would you folks be? 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. I'm trying to remember in a Melissa McCarthy in Spy, they did this in one of the scenes. And I forget what her name was, but it's...
I don't remember, yeah.
Can you find it?
Yeah.
Look up Melissa McCarthy Spy porn name. 312-233-1019. So it'd be your pet's name. And the street you grew up on. Stryker Oakley for the morning coming at you.
That's a good name.
Fuzzy Ozanam. With my trusty sidekick, Fuzzy Ozanam. Your name would be what, John?
I would be Buddy Calduto.
Buddy Calduto. I like it.
Calduto.
Yeah, that works. My man Buddy Calduto is starring.
That's really good.
Yeah. You would be known as what, Ann?
Cinnamon Forest.
Wow. That one works, too.
These are so good.
Buddy Calduto, Cinnamon Forest, Fuzzy Ozanam.
I just clicked something crazy.
Patty.
Nobody's watching my movie.
What's yours?
Igor McVicker.
Igor McVicker.
Although it makes you curious.
Oh, look at this one. This is a great one. Your name would be what, Dawn?
My name was Weenie Shields.
Weenie Shields. You know what? Caleb Strager might need one of those. You know what I'm saying? It took a second to think about that one. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Yours would be what?
Rocco Wellington.
Rocco Wellington.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Can't beat that one either. Trending on Twitter. Top three things. That's what we're looking for to start your Monday. Our social media director there, Mel D. Hi, Mel D.
Hey, guys.
You all set?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do this thing at number three.
Okay, Cardi B has come out on Twitter saying that she wants to be a politician, and seems pretty serious about it. So she tweeted out last night that she thinks she wants to be a politician and that she loves government, even though she doesn't agree with the government.
Does the microphone sound funny?
Maybe she's not close enough to her.
Move that up so you're talking into it.
Like this?
Maybe more into it. There we go.
All right. So she
tweeted
out.
That's much better.
She tweeted out this, and everybody caused her to be like, are you sure, Cardi B, that you really want to be involved in government? But she basically came out and said that she has a lot to say on certain subjects and that, you know, she's got a lot in her mind. People don't think that she'll actually have a shot in City Hall, but she's going to keep on trying.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
There's an Ed Sheeran lookalike that caused London to lose it yesterday, and it all happened when a food truck was serving free plant-based nuggets in London. In a popular shopping area, and the company announced that an A-list celeb would swing by and help during the handout, and everybody thought that celeb was Ed Sheeran, since the person who actually did serve the nuggets looked exactly like Ed Sheeran. And basically the company just wanted to do this to cause a scene, and it did, because thousands of people started to come by and even taking pictures with the lookalike. It's so hard to tell the difference because they do look exactly the like, but Ed Sheeran has been on a break. He's probably in hiding, and you can see all the photos on our Twitter at Eric Morning Mix.
I hate that stuff.
All right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
So the Oscar noms are the main thing that people are watching for right now on Twitter. All the nominations are supposed to come out pretty much within the next 10 minutes now. Twitter is pulling for Adam Sandler to be nominated for Best Actor in Uncut Gems, even though that seems a bit unlikely. But The Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite are all the top predictions for Best Picture. And it's pretty easy. If you want to watch those noms, you can. A live stream will happen on Twitter. But our very own Whip will be covering everything in news, so just stay tuned for that.
Yeah, so ignore it on the live stream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll be totally copying right off the live stream anyway. You don't need
that. Probably won't work anyways.
No.
Ignore it. All right, thank you, Melody. There it is. Maybe family meetings are rare.
They're hard to talk about, I feel like.
Really?
It gave me, I almost wanted
anxiety?
To throw up when you brought it up.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Secret proceedings. Maybe they can't. It's in the bylaws.
You think so?
Yeah.
Too much drama.
And I wonder, do you get a formal invitation to that? Is that a phone call? Is that an email?
Is your grandma ever mad at you, Violetta, your grandma Baco?
Oh, yeah. She gets mad at all of us periodically, yeah. And then she picks sides, like who she's being nice to.
That's
and then
healthy.
Who she...
yeah, that
hey, leave Baco alone.
Oh, I love Baco. That's great. Yeah, who doesn't pick sides? That's your standard family
well,
argument.
Well, she pins us all against each other, too.
Oh.
And she'll be like,
wow.
Do you know what your sister said?
I know.
So now we know
troublemaker.
After a little bit of time that, you know, she's kind of just pinning us all against each other.
Pitting or pinning? It would be pitting, I think, as opposed to pinning.
Oh, I thought it was pinning. No. Why would you pit someone against you pinning them down?
No, you pit people against each other.
That's weird.
Anyway, hi, Alex.
Pit him.
Good morning, everybody.
Family meeting?
Good morning. Unfortunately, our family meeting was held on Thanksgiving this year. So.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Sister owes the parents $20,000, and me and my two brothers finally got a hold of her, and... Got a hold of her and let her have it because big brothers look out for their family and their parents and basically doesn't think she owes them anything and left.
Okay. Now, the family meeting, who was in attendance? Just you, your brother, and your sister? Were mom and dad in attendance?
Oh, yeah, they were there.
All right.
They were there and it wasn't good. But, you know, once they're grown up, you should pay them back.
Yeah.
That's
the way we look at it.
All right. Was it a productive meeting or was it just a lot of screaming and finger pointing?
A lot of the latter.
Yeah,
a lot
screaming.
Of the latter.
Well, there's nothing that says Thanksgiving more than screaming.
No, no, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Do you think that that payback is going to happen now after that family meeting?
Oh, absolutely not. She's a scumbag anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
and isn't that what we're all looking for in a family meeting?
That's what family meetings lead to.
You get together with your scumbag sister.
Yeah.
Your scumbag freeloading sister. Then you try to pin her. I don't even know. Grandma's yelling. Everybody's against each other. That's what it's going to be like for Harry today. Good luck, Harry.
Yeah, good luck.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix. On the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Remember when you were a kid? You look back at it now and go, well, somebody go to prison for sure. Your parents let you get away with what? Monica.
Hi.
Hi.
When I was in high school, I was about 16 years old, we started looking at colleges. My parents actually let me and a friend get on a Greyhound bus, travel to New York for the weekend, stay at a hostel. And, yeah, they had no idea what we were doing.
When you were 16?
Wow.
Yep. Oh, we ended up skipping going to visit one of the universities and met three Irish guys who took us around.
I bet they did. Irish guys loose in New York.
Wow.
Your parents let you get away with it, Alex.
My parents let me drive a motorhome with my girlfriend when I got my driver's license.
Oh, an entire huge motorhome?
Yeah.
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 All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Hi, Liz.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Parents let you get away with it.
Oh, my gosh. My Aunt Marilyn and my grandma let me and my cousin Joey sit on a railing with our backs facing Niagara Falls.
You sat on a railing over Niagara Falls.
Yeah, with our backs facing Niagara Falls. Like, any second, could have just tipped backwards.
Oh.
How old were you at the time?
7 and 8.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah.
Come on, kids, get up on the railing. We get a better picture that way. Man, if only we had Instagram back then. No
I know,
kidding.
That would have been epic.
Imagine the pictures you could get. Station, Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. As it turns out, we are trying to date out of our league. But to what degree? After careful observation, an online dating website found that most people message other people that are what percentage more desirable than they are.
Right.
Melissa, you said you sent a message to somebody.
Yes, I did.
Is it fair to say that he is more desirable than you? Like you're shooting for the stars. Or do you feel as though maybe you're
that's
equals
tough.
Or you're going downhill a little bit?
Yeah. I didn't go downhill.
Okay.
I think maybe I did a tiny bit out of my league, so
right.
Just to see what would happen.
All right. Dorothy, what percentage do we try to date out of our league? Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, 73%?
I'm sorry?
73%?
73%, no. Much, much, much too high. Heather?
25%?
Exactly right. We try to date people that are 25% more attractive than we are, on average. Now, it's a little different. Men tend to go about 50% more.
Right.
And women are like 2% more.
Yeah.
So
not surprising.
Whatever
so
you can
split
catch.
The difference and you get to yourself to about 25%. After a month of careful observation, the website found most online daters tend to message people exactly 25% more desirable than they are, with desirability determined by how many messages a user received during the month. Our study suggests that people are pursuing partners who are a little more desirable than they are. Women are a bit less aspirational than men. Men are like, I'm shooting for the stars.
Right.
I'm hoping for the best, and I got no chance whatsoever. Yeah, your parents, particularly your mom. She's embarrassing, isn't she? And awful. That's what Lola says about her mom, Kelly Ripa. She's like, are you seeing what she's wearing here? That's embarrassing and awful. And Kelly Ripa's like, this is Valentino. It is far from embarrassing and awful.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. Hi, John.
Good morning.
What does your mom do that's embarrassing and awful?
She keeps taking her Evian bottle filled with her own vodka to the restaurant and inspecting her own drink.
Ah, mom
what?
Brings her own vodka to the restaurant.
I love her. That is hilarious.
You know, vodka can be pricey at the restaurants. True.
I go, Mom, I'll buy you a drink. Don't worry about it. Just order a drink. Take care of it. Nope.
I've snuck it in my purse.
That's it.
I got it right here. A bottle of vodka. Hi, Tina.
How are you?
Hi, embarrassing and awful, Mom.
My
hold
mom.
On, you gotta your man. Phone, check your phone there a second. Check your phone. Your phone's terrible. Hi, Bridget. Hello, Bridget.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Ah, we got you.
Hi. Yes, my mother will write checks or try to at fast food places, and then gets an argument with the staff when they won't accept them.
Your mom is writing checks like at Burger King?
Yeah. Uh huh. Actually, Arby's was the last one I was with.
Well,
her
they have the
really.
They've got the maids.
They still take those.
Yeah. I don't even know where my checkbook is. Huh? Hi, Tina.
Hi. How are you?
Embarrassing and awful, Mom.
So when we were kids, she used to wake us up screaming. She wouldn't just take us or whatever. She would scream and wake us up. Now at night, she'll call us to find out what time we have to wake up in the morning, and she calls screaming.
Calls you screaming to wake you up.
To wake up,
sweet
yeah.
woman. Sweet woman. Still
oh
doesn't
gosh.
Even as an adult. Tracy.
Yes, my mom loves to bring the leftovers. She calls leftovers from a buffet that just happen to fall in her purse.
That just happened to fall in her purse. Yeah.
And so later on, we have those little extra meals thanks to those buffets.
Mm-hmm. It's the old country buffet. Big scoop of mashed potatoes in her purse. You never know when you're going to want them for later. Let's get right to text topic of the day. Let's get ourselves a winner here, because we had said about 30 minutes ago and talked about it earlier this morning. You probably saw it over the weekend. Gwyneth Paltrow definitely has a concussion, for sure. A lingering concussion, and the effects of it can be are evident, given the fact that over the weekend she said, you know, I got this new candle. You know what it smells like? My business.
Yeah.
My girl parts.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
My girl business. In fact, that's the name of the candle
okay.
that you can get on the Goop website. Or you could until it's sold out because, well, people are crazy.
Yeah.
The candle is called This Smells Like My Vajayjay. All right. And I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine if Gwyneth Paltrow was your cousin? You get to work today and they're like, hey, saw what your cousin did over the weekend. You're like, yeah, I know. She's crazy. She's nuts. We said text us 60123, the crazy relative you have and what makes them crazy. All right? Among the finalists, I have a cousin who creates GoFundMe accounts to attend concerts.
Oh, my God.
My Uncle Ed will show up 2 hours before any family event, so we have to lie to him about when it starts and say that it's 2 hours later than it actually is.
Jeez.
My uncle thinks we steal his socks and underwear.
Oh, that's a good one.
My crazy grandma likes to get us all animal cat-themed gifts, including a keychain with a picture of her own cat wrapped in a piece of real rabbit fur.
Whoa.
I have a cousin who tries to gangster rap her lessons to her students. My second cousin is a well-known porn star, and my husband's friends bring up her videos.
Oh, my gosh.
I went grocery shopping with my uncle. He picked up 1 pound of raw ground beef and ate it during the shopping trip.
What?
Yeah. My dad has a legitimate hatred for Matt Damon because of the movie The Departed, and we're not allowed to bring up Matt Damon's name at family functions. I hate that Matt Damon. My crazy uncle will sit in the dark to save money on electricity and flush the toilet just every couple of days to save on rainwater.
Oh.
And finally, the crazy relative, Maureen, who is it?
It's my aunt, and I can't believe I'm admitting this on the air in public. She has had her gallstones turned into earrings.
Oh, there we go.
What? What? Seriously?
She had her gallstones turned into earrings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And wears them proudly.
Does she? As she pointed out, is it pretty clear, like, when you look at them, you can tell those are something?
I honestly never really gave them a look. I know they're encased in, like, they're surrounded in gold and black, so they really outline the actual stones. But they're two different sizes. One's actually a little larger than the other, so they're not even symmetrical.
Sure. Crazy aunt with the gallstone earrings.
Wow.
It's a good look.
Those are good.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.